Well, today the White House directed federal buildings, embassies, military posts, and naval vessels to lower flags to half-staff as a mark of respect for former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at the age of 94. Reagan is being remembered as the most influential advisor to her husband, as well as for bringing a level of elegance to the White House, which was criticized by some as over the top. She is also being remembered as an early and important advocate for stem cell research, which is seen as one of the most promising places to look for a cure or treatment for Alzheimer's disease, which President Reagan had. Ailey Dalgan, an editor with the National Health and Medicine publication STAT, our partners on health and science reporting, joins us. Ailey, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And let's go back to 1994 when Ronald Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Nancy Reagan helped establish the Ronald and Nancy Reagan Research Institute, but it wasn't until 10 years later that she turned her attention to stem cells. Tell us what she was pushing for exactly.
So it was a few years after Ronald Reagan was diagnosed in 1998 that scientists were first able to obtain embryonic stem cells from human embryos. And these are cells that have the potential to become any other type of cell in the body. And so it was very quickly apparent to the scientific community that these sort of magical cells had the power to regenerate any tissue and perhaps treat or cure any disease. And so she realized what these cells could do and quickly turned her attention to them as the cure for her husband's Alzheimer's and also for diseases that affected her friends, like diabetes was also very important to her.
But this was very controversial, especially embryonic stem cell research. And in fact, even President George W. Bush was against it.
Yeah. So to get these cells, you have to destroy an embryo. I mean, generally, they're taken from discarded embryos from IVF clinics. So the controversy is sort of tied up with the abortion debate. And so when Bush came to power just a couple years after they were first discovered, he basically wanted to ban them outright.
And what was Nancy Reagan able to achieve?
Well, so she worked her magic behind the scenes, and including writing a letter to the president, networking with certain Republican lawmakers, including many staunch anti-abortion senators like Orrin Hatch or Strom Thurmond. She, in part, can be credited with Bush's sort of compromise policy. He didn't ban research on embryonic stem cells outright. What he did do is he hit the pause button and said, any embryonic stem cells that were created before this date, you can do research on. And that turned out to be about 21 cell lines.
So big picture, where are we now and how much of it is due to the work of former First Lady Nancy Reagan?
Well, she continued to speak out and she was instrumental in creating basically workarounds to the federal rules, and states were starting to fund this embryonic stem cell research. And fast forward to 2008 when Obama is elected, and he basically realized Nancy Reagan's vision and allowed research on all kinds of embryonic stem cell lines as long as they met certain rigorous ethical criteria.
Where are we with research into Alzheimer's disease? And have any of the things that have been done with stem cells over the many years helped people who have Alzheimer's at this point?
So, of course, there are different kinds of stem cells, and the controversial ones, the embryonic stem cells, they have been used clinically, although not for Alzheimer's, for spinal cord injury, for some eye diseases, for type 1 diabetes now. It hasn't proven to be as easy as one might have thought to cure Alzheimer's with these cells. And also the importance of embryonic stem cells has waned as scientists have discovered new techniques to basically create cells that are like them, but using special lab techniques where you take a skin biopsy and you can reprogram them. You can turn the clock back on them to make them look and behave like embryonic stem cells. And so the controversy has abated, but the research continues, and a lot of the important work that Nancy Reagan pushed for on embryonic stem cells led to the discovery of these reprogrammed stem cells. And people are still hopeful that one day these could go into the brains and help stop a lot of the problems that lead to Alzheimer's.
That's Ailey Dalgan, an editor with the National Health and Medicine publication STAT, talking with us about Nancy Reagan's contribution in the world of stem cells and research to cure Alzheimer's disease, which President Reagan had. Ailey Dalgan, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.